Correa. I, De Leon. I, DeSaunier. I, Dutton. I, Emerson. I, Evans. I, Fuller. I, Gaines. I, Hancock. I, Herman. I, Hernandez. I, Huff. I, Kehoe. I, Lamalfa. I, Leno. I, Ted Lieu. I, Carol Lieu. I, Lowenthal. Negrete McLeod. I, Padilla. I, Pavley. I, Price. I, Rubio. Runner. Semidian. I, Steinberg. Strickland. I, Vargas. I, Walters. I, Wolk. I, Wright. I, Weiland. Yee.
Call the absent members.
Alquist. I, Lowenthal. I, Rubio. I, Runner. Steinberg. I, Weiland. Yee. Yee, I.
Ayes 37, noes 1. The resolution is adopted. Senator Negrete McLeod, file item 28. The secretary will read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 105 by Senator Negrete McLeod relative to the state teachers' retirement system.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, unlike other public retirement systems, changes to contribution rates that fund the California State Teachers' Retirement System, CalSTRS, defined benefit program must be enacted by the legislature and approved by the governor. Because of the financial crisis and its effect on the DB program, the program's unfunded liability has risen to $64 billion. SCR 105 encourages CalSTRS to develop at least three options to address the long-term funding needs of the CalSTRS defined benefit program and to present the options to the legislature before February the 15th, 2013. This measure also states that it is the legislature's intent to enact legislation in 2013-14 to address the long-term funding needs of CalSTRS. I ask for your aye vote.
Well, that's not... Debate or discussion, members? Debate or discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection to a unanimous roll call? Any objection? Then it's ayes. Is there an objection? Call the roll.
Alquist. Aye. Anderson. No. Berryhill. Blakeslee. Calderon. Aye. Canella. Aye. Corbett. Aye. Correa. Aye. De Leon. Aye. DeSaunier. Aye. Dutton. Aye. Emerson. I, Evans. I, Fuller. Gaines. I, Hancock. I, Herman. I, Hernandez. I, Huff. Kehoe. I, Lamalfa. Leno. I, Ted Lieu. I, Carol Lieu. I, Lowenthal. I, Negrete McLeod. I, Padilla. I, Pavley. I, Price. I, Rubio. I, Runner. Semidian. I, Steinberg. I, Strickland. Vargas. I, Walters. I, Wolk. I, Wright. I, Weiland. Yee. Yee, I. Strickland, I. Fuller, I. Lamalfa, I.
All righty. The absent members. Call the absent members.
Berryhill. Blakeslee. Aye. Berryhill, aye. Huff. Runner. Weiland.
Ayes 36, noes 1. The reso is adopted. First, we have three items on call. So we cannot yet adjourn. Then we're going back to motions and resolutions very briefly. The first item on call is file item 114. Members, this has been reconsidered once by Mr. Witkowski, and the secretary will call the absent members.
Ted Lieu. Tedlu, aye. Rubio, aye. Runner, Weiland. Correa, no. Correa, no to aye. Calderon, no to aye. Blakeslee, no to aye.
Ayes 24, noes 14, measure passes. We're at file item 137 by Mr. Huffman. File item 137, the secretary will call the absent members.
Negrete McLeod, Padilla, Price, Runner, Weiland.
Call the absent members.
Negrete McLeod, Padilla, Price, Runner, Weiland. Calderon, aye to no.
All righty, the vote is ayes 15, noes 20. The measure fails. Reconsideration is granted without objection. Ayes 38, noes 0 on the reconsideration. And we are at file item 145 by Speaker Perez. File item 145, this is an urgency clause. And the secretary will call the absent members.
Anderson, Berryhill, Blakeslee, Canella, Dutton, Emerson, Fuller, Gaines, Harmon, Huff, LaMalfa, Runner, Steinberg, I, Strickland, Walters, Weiland.
Call the absent members.
Anderson, Berryhill, Blakeslee, Canella, Dutton, Emerson, Fuller, Gaines, Harmon, Huff, LaMalfa, Runner, Strickland, Walters, Weiland.
Ayes 25, no 0 on the urgency. Ayes 25, no 0 on the measure. On the urgency, the urgency clause fails. All right. Without objection, reconsideration is granted. Ayes 38, no 0 on the reconsideration. Senator Anderson, for what purpose?
Just a quick question off the floor. Yesterday it was announced that we were going to break at 4 o'clock, so some of us may be able to attend the funeral. It's now 4:20. If we're not going to break, that's fine, but this whole time I'm thinking we're going to have time to go to the funeral.
Senator Steinberg, do you want to clarify our schedule for the remainder of the day?
Yes, I may. Thank you, Senator Anderson. This is a reference to Dave Howard's service, which we all want to attend out of respect for his service and to show support for his family. The service actually starts at 4:30. So we're trying to wrap up here as quickly as we can with the last remaining calls, and then do you want me to announce the rest of the schedule?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Senator Steinberg, we've finished with the on-calls, okay. And we have only some motions and resolutions to take care of.
Okay, at 6 o'clock tonight, the Pension Conference Committee is going to meet in room 42, I don't know if it's 02 or 03. 4203. We got done about 50 bills today, so we will not come back into floor session tonight. Instead, we will resume at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, but I would ask members to clear your evening calendars for tomorrow evening and probably Thursday evening, because those are the likely evenings that we may go late, at least into the early to mid part of the evening. All right? Does that clarify?
10 a.m. tomorrow,
everything?
Senator Steinberg.
Good.
Senator Steinberg, it's 10 a.m.
tomorrow. 10 a.m.
10 a.m. tomorrow, and tomorrow evening, Thursday evening also, members. All right, so we're at motions and resolutions. Without objection, pursuant to Joint Rule 33.1, Joint Rule 61B15 will be suspended to allow Assembly Bills 344, 491, and 2026 to be heard in committee this week. The request has been approved by the Rules Committee. Senator Wolk, for what purpose?
Announcement, please.
When I finish with my motions, please. Thank you. Without objection, Joint Rule 62A will be suspended for Appropriations Committee to hear and report AB 2026, 491, and 344. Transportation and Housing Committee will hear and report AB 344, and Governance and Finance Committee will hear and report AB 2026 without the 4- and 2-day file notices in the daily file. And last, without objection, Joint Rule 62A will be suspended for Health Committee to hear and report AB 491 without the 4-day notice in the daily file. Senator Woke, Senator Lou, Senator Hernandez, Senator Woke.
Governance and Finance will meet tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, 3191.
5 o'clock.
Thank you, Senator Woke. Senator Hernandez.
For purposes of announcement, Senate Health Committee will be meeting tomorrow from 9:30 in room 3191 to hear SB 623, SB 1465, AB 491, and AB 1526.
Thank you. Senator Liu.
Motions and resolutions. Please place file item 60, AB 852 by Fong, on the inactive file.
The desk will note. Thank you. Senator Hancock.
The Public Safety Committee will meet tomorrow morning before floor session in room 3191 to hear two bills pursuant to Senate Rule 2910. We will meet immediately upon adjournment of the Senate Health Committee, which is convening at 9:30.
Thank you for the announcements, members. Committee members, please pay attention to tomorrow's schedule. I think appropriations will meet at some point also. That concludes our work on the daily file, and we are adjourned until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.